Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I am a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our studios / southwest corner of our bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa. We are here.
Yes.
We are here and we are... where to start today? Guys, today... We are going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to me, which is gender reveal parties. Don't like them. Not a fan. Now, my wife does like them a little bit. No.
I'm going to be like the middle ground.
You're going to be the middle ground.
You're going to be the extreme.
I'm going to be the extreme. Okay. These are our characters for this role.
Well, as far as takes go.
I want to come across, before we dig into this too much, is I like babies. Big baby fan. Big, don't want to have any more. Don't want to have any more. Oh, I didn't tell you I did a very hacky joke yesterday at the, last night.
At the beach show.
At the beach. I did a beach show last night. I've been touring quite a bit, doing a lot of outside shows. You know, last week did in Abilene, Texas, Edmond, Oklahoma, Dallas, Texas. Outside shows before that, Emporium, Pennsylvania, Harrisonburg, Virginia. I mean, the bright lights have been beckoning
me. Yeah,
you've
done five just
for
you.
I've done five of my own backyard shows.
Dustin Nickerson comedy.
I did 11 outdoor shows with Taylor. I did a beach show last night out at Hospitality Point, which is not technically a beach, but it's in the bay there. We were on grass. Hospitality Point, you go out to where we always go on mission and you hang a Yui and head back towards Sunset Cliffs, and it's like a little area out there. It's nice.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's next to the beach.
I'm only saying it's not beach because it was grass and it was a point. You know what I mean? You know how.
But you're like on the ocean.
Yes, it's an islas. What was that word? Remember the
inlet?
It doesn't matter. Somebody sent me, one of our best listeners, Bonnie. She sent me a note about like a meme about when you're listening to a podcast and they can't
remember the
think
word
of it. You're like, I know this.
You're like, I'm going to call in.
Yes. So anyways, I've been doing a ton of outdoor shows. Last night, I didn't tell you this because you went to bed right when I got home last night. Mm-hmm. And it was like tiki torches and stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I told them, I was like, this feels like a seance. This, all that kind of stuff like suits me very well because I learned from Zoltan about just commenting on the space and the where we're at and just riff about it. And I said, like, we're about to sacrifice somebody. And somebody said something. I was like, are you volunteering as tribute? You know, like we just, it was a good time. So how did I get on that? What did this was like,
honestly, I don't know.
11 tangents ago. We've been doing a lot of backyard shows.
Performing a lot outside. Is that...
Steven, rewind the tape for me. Rewind the tape for me.
Well, gender reveal parties.
And I don't even know how we bounced off of there. But so, oh, the joke. Okay. So, you know, this was not my own show last night. And they did a joke. They're like, oh, you know, we're switching out mics. And they're like, well, the first time they put actual condoms over the mic, different condoms.
Okay.
And I said, I don't use condoms. I had a vasectomy and it killed in the green room. And by green room, I mean just outside area behind the stage.
Wow.
I went out to go, I went out with Taylor. I was like, oh, let's go over to the rocks area and just kind of look out of the water. It was very pretty. It's San Diego.
Yeah.
It's cool. San Diego can do these. They were announcing them like, so we're going to have October 13th, November 17th. They were like, they've got their dates out till February.
Wow.
Everything's fine. So big San Diego flex. The show was amazing. So I go out over there with Taylor. Taylor was headlining, and I was like, okay, this is cool. Let's go look at other rocks and the beach and the moon and stuff. And the guy was like, just so you know, there's a lot of skunks out in the rocks.
Really?
Yeah. And the sprinklers came on at 10, and they put buckets over the sprinklers. So, very funny. So, anyways, been touring. And
your heckler's,
I did that show last night. Exactly. And dogs and fireworks went off. The SeaWorld fireworks went off. We're at mission. It's just like,
wow,
we have all the issues going on. But it's fun. They're all fun. And I like them all. But what I don't like is gender reveal parties. And I want you and I. So I did a little reel, an Instagram reel this week and had.
Whatever those are.
Whatever are. They're the new thing that I have to figure out.
It's like a little video.
They're a new thing that I put out and
Instagram
promotes it. To feel discouraged by its performance. That's what I do.
Perfect.
Yesterday, as we were doing this, there was a comic there, Andrew. He's very funny. And
I think I know Andrew.
Yeah, he's very funny. Yeah. And I was showing him a video. I was like, some of these videos are just crap. And he's like, oh my gosh, that looks terrible. And I was like, well, let's not get carried away. It has 20,000 views, so.
Yes. But someone's like, but the quality.
The quality. Listen, if you guys know this podcast, Backseaters, if there's one thing that you know, it's not quality. The content, great. I'm a content guy. But, you know, I've got, what do you want me to do? That's what I told him. I was like, I'm recording on my phone in a backyard. Like, you know why the lighting's a challenge? Because the sun sets during my performance. They create some unique challenges.
If you had a production team, you would, you know, be in so much debt.
Is that what we're going to use the PPP for? To hire a production team? Anyway, so did I tell you at the backyard show?
I guess if you give him a paycheck.
One of the guys was, it was really funny. He was a total, he was great. The first show that
hosts?
We did, Adam was his name. He was so great. And he was, you know, we're having a good time. And, you know, we have a bunch of people over at his house. And
so fun.
It's so fun. And they did a great job. And they have, like, he has this, like, incredible, like, shop, like, / man cave thing. It's bigger than our house. And it's got, you know, full of, like, he's massive ceiling fans and this big, you know, flat screen TV. And he's you know, he's a good old boy. He's an Oklahoma boy. And he's done good for himself. So, great. I'm there and we're talking. And he'd been kind of like joking around, a little loose, a little bit. You know, I might have had a drink or two in him. And then I commented, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, a CPA. And I was like, oh, so you can tell me if I should be
returning
my PPP or what we should do with unemployment. He's like, oh. And he like turned it on real quick. And I saw why he's so successful.
Wow.
Like, he was like, oh, you were able to get a PPP, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, that's great. I have so many clients that didn't get them and they thought that they didn't need them. And now they're trying to get them and it's too late. And it was just fun to see him turn it on. And I was like, is it going to be forgiven? He's like, it's going to be forgiven. I mean, they can't come out and say it, but as long as they can prove. I mean, he went fast talking Oklahoman.
I'm gonna keep him CPA. In mind.
He's like, yeah, as long as you can prove that you used it towards payroll. And I was like,
yeah, we might. We might make enough to pay you.
I need to talk to my CFO about that.
December 31st, 2020, we draw a payroll.
Maybe. TBD, as they say. So what I was, you
Depends
and I were talking
on all these
about.
Backyard shows.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Book me, everybody. Private shows. So those are parties. I support those parties. It's the gender reveal party I'm not crazy about. And I don't know what it is. I think that I want to go back on, because I love babies. Big baby guy. We've had three of them. I wish they were still babies in some ways. Not really. It's exhausting, especially for you.
Yeah.
baby during comedy, impossible. But I like babies. I like celebrating babies. I get really excited when people have their babies. I've never been crazy about the baby shower, but I get it because the baby shower has a clear purpose, which is to give them gifts for their child.
Yeah, because you need stuff for the baby.
You need stuff, mm-hmm. and it's very communal.
Yeah.
It's very, you know...
we're coming together.
We're coming together. Mm-hmm. We're helping these new parents. We're helping this family out. What is your number on how many you should have? Because we have three kids. How many baby... Did we have one for all three?
We did. Yeah.
But
did.
I feel like the third one was almost kind of forced on us.
I wouldn't say that. Because anyone that's willing to host a baby shower is like super nice.
Right.
And generous.
What I mean is they came to us. Like, hey...
I didn't have a traditional third baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
So... By that point, like, all your friends have three kids.
Right.
You know, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you remember, we went to a park with some, pavilion, you know, picnic table kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And coffee and donuts.
I believe I was out of town.
Honestly, you were there.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah. I mean, I was at the creek with the big kids the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, but... It was like, hey, ladies, we don't need to, like, dress up.
Right. Let's not
go
crazy.
You know, like a photo shoot wall.
No dumb games.
No. Yeah, none of that.
It was more of a hang at the park.
A lot of times, baby showers, yeah, they get a little boring.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, like... Some people watch me open the gifts, but you didn't have to.
And it's not like, you know, we're not watching.
You're like, it's diapers. It's onesies.
We're not watching the person who gets the gift open the gift. Like, a birthday is different.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I think toddler birthday parties are going to be lower for me than... baby showers.
Sure.
Or gender reveals, almost.
You hate a toddler birthday
toddler,
party.
Nobody wants that. Especially the toddler.
The toddler wants the gifts and the cake.
Yeah, and the cake.
Yeah.
But the toddler can't be like chill for 2 hours.
No. And putting the toddler in the room with their gifts is torture.
And the cake, and they're like, you have to wait.
Yeah.
Say thanks for the present.
Spectacular.
You know, give your aunt a hug or whatever. I don't know. So much.
It is a lot. There's a lot of stuff. You know what's like... The first birthday party of your first kid. Remember the Joel one at that house that we foreclosed on?
Yeah. Well, and we only had like a couple of our family members over and like, you know, one other family.
You do that for the messy cake shot. The toddler birthday, the one-year-old birthday. I think though.
The one-year-old birthday is okay.
Yeah.
Because they're not that mobile yet and they're still a baby.
Yeah. And
I'm talking about like the 2, 3, 4. You just got to keep it really simple.
Well, they've had enough time at that point to accrue more friends. And so it is, there's more toddlers now. The one-year-old, a lot of time, the one-year-old birthday party is just the one-year-old.
It really is just. Yeah, like they're the one baby there, and then it's like all your friends. And if you want to have a party with your friends for your kid's one-year-old birthday, like just know it's not for the baby, it's for you.
Here's the question.
Which is fine.
Here's the question.
You made it a year.
Is it ever for the kid? Is it ever for the kid? There's a strong debate that
it's a great question.
Never for the kid. There's always, and as they get a little older, it becomes more about the kid, but there's still elements that it's still about you.
Yeah.
Like, for example, that friend that you invite where your kid doesn't really like that other kid, but you like their parents.
Yeah. That happens a lot, and it's happened to us even just during quarantine, like, where our kid had a similar interest, and, like, we got to know him for a couple years through that activity or the school, and then you're like, okay, they're not close anymore.
We're parting ways now. But
the parents are still going to hang out.
And you don't want them to see you post on Instagram a birthday party they weren't invited to. That's a big part of it. Now, by doing this podcast...
So then you just invite... Still invite them.
Exactly. And now by doing this podcast... I know when they say they can't come, ideal. Big win.
One, you felt invited. Two...
Big win right there. So by doing this episode and by doing, you know, that video, I think that we've probably cleared out all the gender reveal parties. So, okay.
Well, here's the thing. That wasn't a thing for
we missed gender reveal parties.
Kids.
We did.
Yeah.
We missed it like
because we had our second kid in 2009.
Gender reveal parties are like Snapchat to us. We just kind of missed it.
It wasn't. Honestly, I think Instagram started gender reveal parties.
You're probably right.
Mixed with Pinterest.
Yes.
Because no one's coming up with their own ideas.
Yeah, it's just so what's the motivation genuinely on the gender reveal party? Because you've gone to a few and they're friends and
yeah.
Some people we're dealing in extremes here. Obviously some people are like, hey man, I have a baby. Come on over, let's be celebratory.
Yeah, I was super excited when we found out our kids' genders. Like we did find them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at like 20 weeks or whatever,
I think
the ultrasound.
And I feel like within like a day of knowing them, we decided on a name too.
Yeah, we pretty much, that's what we did.
Yeah.
To celebrate or whatever. Is
yeah,
like
you texted your mom from our flip phones.
Our razors.
Our razors.
It's a boy.
From our Nokias. And maybe my BlackBerry. That was when went big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember getting my very first text message. Have I ever told you this before?
No.
From Jack. Remember the old youth leader, Jack, up north there? I had a
on the BlackBerry.
No, it wasn't on the BlackBerry.
Oh,
it,
just the first time?
I had one of those, like, those little white slide-up phones.
Yes.
And I remember
The white chocolate? Was it?
Maybe.
Did it have like a dumb name like that?
I mean, they all did back then.
they
all had like little, like, this is the flip. You know?
The razor with just the Z.
Yeah, I remember I had the one that like kind of flipped up sideways. That was kind of like cool for a second. And they're like, yeah, this is the new kickflip phone.
This is before iPhones, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
before
they were...
Before what your phone could do, it was more about how your phone looked and what it how it could
how it
open.
Opened. That white one, it just... Went
slid
up like half an inch.
Half an inch and it exposed the tiniest little numbers.
That was kind of the thing too, was how small it could be, right?
Your phone, that was
like
the
Zoolander.
That was the Zoolander joke. And it was more about making the phone smaller. How small could it be? And now it's like the bigger the better, baby.
Yeah.
So it's a whole thing. So gosh, we are
your first text message.
My
was
first
Jack.
Text message was from Jack.
Yeah, well he's younger than us.
I didn't know what it was. I was confused. I thought I had like a virus. I was like, I don't know. I just got a thing from a number that
he was probably
said,
like, what time is this tonight?
What time is proxy tonight? That was the name of our youth group. What time is this? And I was like, I don't know. Or what he might have been a
did you call him?
He might have been a youth leader. What time is crux tonight? He might have been a junior high. Remember that was the name of the junior high ministry.
I forgot about that.
Crux. Instead of junior proxy. Oh, okay, we're going down memory lane here.
Wow.
Yeah, I was totally freaked out by it. I had no idea what it was, but that's how we celebrated because we had kids a little bit later, and then we were like, yeah, you probably called your mom. You didn't text your mom. You called your mom.
Yeah.
And that was how we celebrated. But I think you're right. Like, this is gender reveals are your same theory on national parks. Like, national parks are popular right now because of booty pics.
Yeah. Instagram and, you know, social media have been pretty much ruined national parks and
people
swimming
have,
pools.
Yeah, people go on there.
What
with,
else? Oh, pumpkin patches.
People go on there with big aspirations of going
and
viral.
Very little clothing.
In very little clothing. So when you go on to your phone and you check in at Mount Zion, you know, or not Mount Zion, Zion National Park, Mount Zion. I wonder if Mount Zion
probably
is taking that Jesus is coming down from the return to Mount Zion and people are taking pictures, but it's still flooded by booty pics.
Yeah. No, there was a trend this summer where you get to the top of like a lookout and you went topless.
Oh, yeah.
That was. Yeah.
I try not to be like, oh, yeah, I saw those. What a world. What a world.
Yeah.
But so I think you're right in that it's like about the post.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I get that. I do things that are about the post. Who am I to say that, you know?
Absolutely.
I like, last night I got off stage. I crushed last night, by the way, too. I like, I had one of those sets where I looked back to Taylor backstage and I did like a, like I'm doing great, like a little bit of a flex. And Andrew's like, man, you were really feeling yourself up there. I was like, I mean, I was having a good set. Let's not get carried away here. I didn't see the light. This was a funny moment. I didn't see the light. And I looked over at Josh backstage and he was kind of getting towards the stage. Here's why I didn't say the light.
Well, it was a backyard show.
It was pitch black and the light was red. But we were near a parking lot, so I saw so many red lights.
Brake lights everywhere.
So many brake lights. Yeah. So it was a funny moment in the comics are the worst to watch comedy shows. And I did a joke last night and there was a new comic there and everybody was laughing. He's like, "That is genius." And I was like, "You could laugh, buddy. You're sitting in the front row." Like I appreciate
right
that you're 3 months into comedy and you think I'm a good comic. Thank you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I missed the
light.
That's
what comics do. They can't enjoy comedy.
Exactly.
They're just like, oh, I wish if you that told was my
me,
joke.
If you told me, do you want to go down to Balboa and see your favorite comic, John Mulaney? I'd be like, can I just watch this? I'd be pensive. I'd want to be on the show.
Yeah.
I'd want to talk to him. I want to be backstage.
You want to interview him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I don't see the light. And I asked Josh, who's running the show, like, hey, did I get the light? How much time do I have? And I kind of like all the momentum stops. And I was like, guys, I don't listen. There's no protocol to this. There are no rules. And it's bomb. I do like two or threes. Like a bomb miss. I was like, there are no rules. This is the Outback Steakhouse of comedy shows. And it hits. And then I was like, I'm so ashamed that that hacky line got me back.
And back.
And we're back. So, but I got off stage and I went to Taylor and I was like, did you grab a picture of me? And she's like, oh no, I forgot. So I get it. Yeah. I get about doing
content
it for the post that my first thing, yeah, total content, and then somebody else tagged me.
You know what people used to do before the gender reveal? They do like a shoe.
A shoe?
Like a pink shoe. Like or two shoes.
What is
they
this?
Take a picture of like the dad's shoes and the mom's shoes, and then they're like be like a little baby shoe.
Right. But this is the announcement.
Yes.
The announcement is different.
No. But you could announce that it was a boy or a girl on the shoe.
But where would they put this? Would they send this in the mail to people?
I think they'd print it.
Would they flyer their neighborhood?
A jet.
Would they post this on community boards at Starbucks and coffee shops next to flyers for real estate, like low-end real estate companies, and
I think blogs or
blogs,
Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook was around.
They would upload this to their Tumblr or their WordPress, which we had. We had a WordPress.
We weren't bloggers.
No, but we did have a little family blog there for a second.
We're like, yeah, you have to put a lot of work into that, and we never did. So. I don't know. Yeah, maybe print them out.
So, it's, yeah, I think that you're right that you do it for the gram, right? And
like a little video or a little photo.
Let me analyze. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that going to a gender reveal party, you're like,
I've been to like two.
The buildup, the excitement, they find out, and then you're kind of let down a little.
I can't get too excited because then it seems like I'm didn't want the other one.
Yeah.
Cause thank literally, God it's not a boy.
Exactly.
like
you're like, oh, but you know, it's a baby.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
And then
what if it was like green? What would you do?
Then they'd be like, we are letting the baby decide its gender.
What if somebody used it to make a statement like that? That would be amazing. It just went out and it was gray. And they're like, listen, man, gender is fluid. Like, they just start popping water balloons. And the point is that gender is fluid.
Fluid.
I love it. I would go to that. I want to go to a woke.
Sounds exciting.
I want to go to a woke baby shower that ends in a TED Talk.
A gender reveal.
A gender reveal.
They got a mic. They flew someone in.
I'm so into it.
To lecture everyone.
Just for something different. Give me something different. Like, you can only make pink and blue. And so
I mean, you're supporting the parents. That's the point.
Right.
And hopefully celebrating.
Yeah. It's one thing when you
shouldn't have to give a gift. Go ahead.
This gets into, well, that's my take, is like, you're just trying to throw extra parties. But let me break down why I think you're not super against them, and then based on what I know about you, and then you return the favor and you say why you think I am against them, and your words about me. You love babies.
Yes.
You really like when people have kids, mm-hmm. especially their first kid, especially when maybe they have had a hard time having kids.
Sure.
You like to celebrate everything along the way. Mm-hmm. You also like parties.
Yes.
You don't. Mm-hmm. You also like creative design and mm-hmm. unique ideas and mm-hmm. going and seeing some friends. Mm-hmm. You like some free food. You like a little mm-hmm. snack, maybe a coffee, maybe some room temp LaCroix, your favorite. Uh-huh.
I have like 5 of those a day.
You look excited. You are hitting the LaCroix so hard right now.
I am.
Like an animal, you're just drinking those, but they're innocent. And what am I missing there? And also, you're not like, well, no, I'm not going to say that. I think that about covered. That to me is why, like, I don't think you love you don't love gender reveal parties. You like babies and you like parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and people for the mm-hmm. most part, not a lot mm-hmm. of people, but. So you're like, yeah, sure. You don't get that excited about them, but you're like, yeah, sure, that's fine. I'll go to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this all accurate?
That's all accurate.
That's great. I could write a book about you. Now, in your words about me, why do I don't like them?
Why do you not like gender reveal parties? Because you don't want to go to parties.
This is reasons 1 through 10.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially because you're always going out for work.
Melissa, I am the party. Like, I don't mean when I go to a party, like everyone's talking to me. What I mean is that parties are built around me.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think these backyard shows are?
Yeah.
These are parties.
That's why you perform all month of December at Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Every Valentine's Day week, you have like five to eight gigs.
I am the event.
You got a New Year's Eve gig always.
It's one of those things. I was telling Jason Earls this last
Father's
weekend
Day,
about.
Mother's Day.
I've told this to you this about this. Part of the reason that I really like touring like the South or, you know, the Midwest when there's some good old boys there, or even just when there's like some real like macho dudes in any crowd or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're laughing, especially like when I make fun of myself, you know, I call myself sturdy and nerdy or whatever. And they are just like, I like that. You know, like they kind of like they're laughing, they're disarmed. And I go, but like, I'm still very petty because in my mind, I was like, I'm still the alpha here. Like, you paid to see me.
Oh, gosh.
I'm the only one talking in the room. This is only like 20% of me, but it's there. It's absolutely there. Like, and it's just a little bit of a power, because sometimes I feel like intimidated, or, you know, they look at me and they're like, who are you?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think. And then when I'm laughing and I'm doing well and their wife is laughing, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm the show.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of the perks of entertainment. Now, in those backyard shows, when I then finish the show and tear down the speakers, it goes away real quick.
I think there's got to be something to the fact that, I mean, well, around our house, you always make everything more fun.
That's the goal.
But then just in general, with any event,
right?
You have been to some of the best events out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
And been to a lot of good events. Been to a lot of good parties. So have you.
Yeah.
Been to some pretty good parties.
Yeah. So I think... you know what to expect at a gender reveal. And
so that's one of them, is that I don't like parties. What else do you think?
You get bored easily.
Yes.
You... Well, there's no... there's nothing to it.
Yes. It's not particularly exciting.
It's like pink or blue, the end.
Yeah. Here's the main reason that I don't like them, aside from I'm introverted. I don't.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't like being at parties. I don't like the feeling of being at parties. You know, I don't.
You're uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. I don't feel good in my own skin there. You know, like.
That's why you always run off with the kids.
I always play with the kids at parties. Because kids are entertaining to me.
And playing is fun.
Playing is super fun and small talk is super boring. If I go to a party anymore and somebody asks me, so you've been working? You've been on the road? Yes, I've been on the road. I've always been on the road. It's a global pandemic and I've been on the road. I'm on the road.
They're just trying to talk,
I know,
though.
It's nothing against them. I'm just telling you, it makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
That's why I've been doing a thing recently in interviews. Like I did the Preachers and Sneakers pod. Mm-hmm. And then I did one today. Like, I don't let them get to their first question. I've been like hijacking interviews with me.
So like your goal is to just keep the conversation going.
Just keep it going the whole time.
Fluid, natural.
Don't ask me. I don't think the Preachers and Sneakers guy got to one single question. But it was a good chat. It was a good chat. But I just
feel... But it's like a little challenge for you.
It is. If I can get it started in the direction that I want it to go, or at least... And not in the pre-planned direction. I hate structure. I hate structured interviews. I hate when people get into their questions. And I can feel it.
Ugh. And it just like the monotony sets in.
You have to be such a good interviewer. Like you have to be the Hot Wings guy interviewer, the First We Feast guy. Like the questions have to be so good. And so interesting to people that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
For it to be of any interest at all.
It's the same thing as that you interview.
I don't interview people, though.
That's
I talk
true.
To people.
You do, but you don't do interviews.
I have one question in mind. I have one thought in mind. Mm-hmm. I want to know about them, but I don't. So all this to say, I don't like being at events. I don't. It's not my thing. Not a big fan. And I don't like talking to people in that way. If we're just like spitballing on a topic, that's very fun to me. But let's just get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's just skip the run up.
I know, but some people are just as anxious as you and they just spit something out.
None of them. No. The people who are anxious as me will just not talk. They don't.
Yeah.
No. They're content not doing anything.
See, when we were first married, I was so confused by you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why aren't you enjoying this? Or like, why aren't you talking?
I would beg to get out of them. I would beg. Now, if it's the right setting, I'll turn it on a little.
Yeah.
And that's always a treat. But I can't give it to people all the time.
You have limited quantities.
I can't let them expect that of me. Because I'm not like a life of the party guy. And I'm not a class clown type. Mm-hmm. I never have been. But every once in a while, if the settings are right and I like everybody there. And there's like a, I don't know. We're way off topic. The main reason that I don't like gender reveal parties. And you and I share this in common. But
I didn't guess your main reason.
No.
Okay.
You share this in common with me, but you don't apply it to baby gender reveal parties because you love babies and people so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like fads. I don't like new things that people are suddenly into, and neither do you.
I don't either.
You hate.
I took like 10 years to get on Pinterest.
Why do you? Yeah, you, because you like, if you see someone posting.
And I like love crafts and all that stuff.
You lose your mind. Like you hate the national park pictures right now.
Yeah.
You hate any vacation picture. We get it. You have a boat.
That's
I think I wrote that on the little.
That's my own issues.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah.
I don't like to get super braggy online.
You don't.
So I find it...
But you can brag about having a kid, obviously.
Yes. True.
We're all preaching to the choir right now because everyone's down on gender reveal parties because the last one set California on fire. So everyone's pretty down on them. But that was because, like all things, you just have to keep going bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was inevitable that somebody would bring explosives in. It was always going to happen. Yeah.
But you would never, if someone was like, why don't you like, will you come to my gender reveal? And you like, you would never say, no, I don't like fads.
No. No.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I would come up with an excuse to not go. I would know. I would also never say, no, I don't like parties.
One time, I went to like 4 or 5 7-Elevens to find the kids' fidget spinners.
Right.
When they came out.
Right. I remember that.
Because they could kind of have them at school.
Yeah.
For like a minute.
Yeah.
So
they're kind of using them again
now.
They
were like, oh my gosh, fidget spinners.
What was the thing before it? The kendama.
The Japanese.
Yeah, that was huge for like a second. And then the fidget spinners just blew them out of the water.
Every kid on every corner had one.
Here's when you know the fad is over. You know when the fad is
Dollar
over?
Dollar store.
Nope.
They're at like conferences.
Yep. They are the swag at a real estate conference. I'm emceeing.
My friend, yes. So you have to like hand them out. You throw them out.
They're over when I'm throwing them to a crowd.
With a beach ball.
The fad. That's when it's officially over. I'm on stage.
Should we get fidget spinners?
Dancing to Happy. Right before the confetti drops.
A bunch of conference planners are like, ah.
I'm sorry.
Now you got to do them online so you can't even have fidget spinners.
I forgot about the fidget spinner or the conference MC days. Listen, I would take that work right now. I've thrown so much crap out to crowds.
Tote bags.
There were these little slingshot monkeys.
Were they throwing them at you?
No, I had to slingshot monkeys out into a crowd of like 1,000 kids bastards who were like all grown ups acting like I was throwing money at them, pushing each other, trying to get these slingshot monkeys.
Kids bastards are pretty fun.
Oh, man. Oh, if you have a conference coming up, please go to DustinNickerson.com. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I have to finish my story.
Yes, please do. You went to different 7-Elevens.
And I was talking to a friend at school pickup, and she was like, oh, yeah, we don't really like do fad toys.
Smart. That'll save you some money.
Yep.
I mean, I've been wrong on those before. Remember my hot Fortnite take? It won't last.
Yeah.
Two years later, my kid is still playing. It's like no game has ever lasted that long. Ooh.
They have like TikTok dances on Fortnite now.
TikTok has become mainstream culture. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So I guess that's one thing that, like, with the fads thing, like, you didn't like The Office because too many people liked it.
I didn't.
You didn't get into bubble tea because people liked it.
I'm weary.
Weary?
Leery?
Leery. Weary is tired.
I started with leery, yeah. And then I switched.
Or wary.
Wary. I'm wary of fads.
You're wary of fads.
But not fidget spinners.
With kids it's different, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're just when, like...
Yeah.
When new things come out,
that was an event. The kids and I ran around town in like 100 degree heat and got fidget spinners.
I don't like new bands that people like. That's the old Seattle punk rock in me. Like, I don't, you know,
like the the huge viral Facebook people. Right. I'm like, I'm good.
Right, right.
Yeah, and when we would see bands, all the openers,
yeah,
we're like, let's follow them and go to their shows.
But we've been wrong.
Yeah.
We've been wrong because mm-hmm. we were late adopters of Schitt's Creek and... You know,
right.
And it's winning. It just won everything, you know. Yeah. So sometimes I can, and we could be wrong on gender reveal parties. But mm-hmm. what I would say is this is a testament to you that your love for people and babies, family and labor, you like it all. And
yeah.
And you also like, you know, a LaCroix and a donut at a park that supersedes and cancels out your distaste for gender reveal parties.
Mm hmm.
I keep the baby shower party. There ain't nothing wrong with a baby shower party.
Yeah.
Baby shower event.
You know what? Steve and Dorothy had an amazing baby shower.
They did. I don't think I went to
you
it.
You were out of town.
Yeah.
But.
Slinging monkeys.
Yeah, exactly. They had so
much. I'm just
going
to refer to my job now.
Slinging monkeys.
Slinging monkeys.
On a Saturday. And they had so much great, like, authentic homemade food.
Right, right.
And. When you go to those, you end up hanging out with like the one or two other families that have kids.
Right, 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 right.
That you're at the park.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone else just kind of sitting around eating.
Right.
And you're like, oh, we can't stay here. We mm-hmm. have to, we got the kids. So.
Right.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Stephen and Dorothy, yeah, Elgin's home, right?
Elgin's home after 7.5 weeks.
Yay, Elgin is home.
And NICU. He's got like these chunky cheeks.
He's a cute kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, really mm-hmm. like Elgin. I mean... As if I would. But did they do gender reveals? They might have.
No.
No?
I don't think they did. I think they just announced it online.
Right.
I don't think they did like a bite into a cupcake or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
That makes sense.
They had Elgin so quick after Bach. That would they wouldn't have had time.
Bach.
Bach.
More back there.
Bach.
There you go. Bach in the back of your throat. That's how you say it. So, well, I think... That if I had your same heart towards people and events, it would be different. Because, listen, there was a time where baby showers were a new thing, too. And they've stuck mm-hmm. around, and they're great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And same with, you know, I don't know why I draw a delineation between us, like, you know, bachelor party and bridal shower. Totally cool. Gender reveal.
What That's if it, the line.
Yeah. Yeah. A gender reveal would be, like, an equivalent... Of like getting together or like throwing, I guess it's the closest, you know what it is? It's an engagement party.
That's, yeah.
It's a total engagement mm-hmm. party.
Which you're like, okay, so when's your wedding going to be?
Why do I have to keep buying you gifts?
Yeah.
I can't.
But people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, more power to you. Well, there we go. Mm-hmm. I think we did a good job of hashing that out. We, you know, before we wrap up here, we do have one email that I wanted to read.
What if you get invited to the engagement party, but you don't make the cut for the wedding?
Oh, my. Well, the engagement party is like, that means if they invite you to that, if you got invited to the engagement party, but not the wedding, that's because you made a fool of yourself at the engagement party.
Right. So it's an audition.
Yeah. Well,
the wedding.
It's assumed that you're going to get there, you know, like it's your game to lose, you know, but if you let a little too loose at the engagement party, then they can't trust you at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, never bring your kids to a wedding. Nobody wants them there. Okay, here we go. This is an email right here. One email from Backseater. This is from Christine. Hi, Christine.
Okay.
This is about the mealtime episode.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Subject entitled at Family Mealtime. I've never read these. So, hi, loving the podcast with Mel. I was listening to one about mealtimes and I thought it was so appropriate considering I just threatened my kids with the following. I'm 6 months pregnant with number 4 and work full time. Wow.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So lately, we have been eating out often. Growing up, we were given two choices during the rare times that they bought fast food. 99-cent hamburger or spicy chicken. I'm very blessed to be in a position to ask my children what they would like from fast food menus. I had heard on a previous podcast that during road trips, you order for your kids.
Sometimes, yeah.
Usually. The other day, one of my kids started complaining about where we choose to pick up food from. I lost it. I now threaten them when they are ungrateful that we will order Nickerson road trip style.
Yes.
And that usually shuts them up and reminds them they're lucky to have any choices in life at all. Please keep up the great work.
Good.
Also, Mel
good.
Sounds so sweet. I don't believe she can ever be moody. I'll try this again. Also, Mel sounds so sweet.
Oh,
I don't ever
sweet.
Believe she can ever have a moody bone in her body. And tell her Salza is how our white family pronounces it also. Prayers for your family, Christine.
Oh, Christine. So nice.
That is so funny. I'm honored. Mm-hmm. That we're in your family, you know, zeitgeist, that we're in your nomenclature. I just do it for the sake of, I can't.
It's a lot to remember.
I don't like people being mad at me. And I always get worried that the person, because I've done drive-thru before.
The drive-thru.
And somebody not knowing their order. That's part of the reason, you know, that I I don't like relaying the order either.
This is why we can't in a restaurant with you also.
Right. I don't like I apologize to waiters on behalf of my group all the time.
Yeah.
My kids, whoever I'm with, if they're acting a fool, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Know too much.
Yeah, know too much. So anyways, thank you for the email, Christine. You are a lovely backseater. Guys, please shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And let us know your thoughts on gender reveal parties. Did you do them? Why did you do them? How did they go? Do you support them? Why are you against them? Send us those emails. And guys, we are very close to kind of being back up and running in our normal format, which is going to be about half the ones with Melissa, half the ones with guests. The ones where we have guests with Steven back on, we've just, you know, I don't even have to explain this all to you guys. You guys know what's going on. But add to the fact that, you know, Steven and Dorothy had the kiddo, and, you know, they're just getting home, and, you know, it's a whole lot going on in addition to the global pandemic and everything else going on. So with that in mind, do continue to shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And, thanks for being listeners. We appreciate you guys so much.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.